So, Anna, today we're talking about a Florida airport that most people probably haven't heard of, KFPR, St. Lucie County International Airport.
Yeah, Fort Pierce. And you know what's interesting? They actually rebranded from Fort Pierce Airport to St. Lucie County International, specifically to sound more ambitious, I guess.
Right? Which is kind of optimistic when you look at what's actually happening there. I mean, calling it international when commercial service has been, let's say, inconsistent.
That's putting it diplomatically. But let me ask you this. Do you think the international label is totally unearned? They do have customs facilities, and they've had routes to the Bahamas historically.
Fair point. And honestly, I find these smaller airports fascinating because they're trying to carve out a niche in a really competitive market. You've got Palm Beach International just 60 miles south, Orlando to the north, Miami further down.
It's a tough spot, but there's something appealing about the concept, right? The source material mentions this intimate passenger experience, free parking close to the terminal, minimal security wait times.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, compare that to the nightmare of Palm Beach or Miami during tourist season. But here's what I'm curious about. Is convenience enough when you don't have flights going where people actually need to go?
That's the chicken and egg problem. They can't attract airlines without passenger demand, but they can't build passenger demand without reliable service. Though the Treasure Coast population is growing.
True. And let's talk about what's actually working there. The military connection is really interesting. Navy SEAL training facilities. That's not something you see at every regional airport.
Right. It goes back to World War II when it started as a Navy auxiliary field. So they've maintained that military relationship for what? 80 years now? That's got to provide some stable revenue and purpose beyond just commercial aviation.
Exactly. And the general aviation side seems pretty robust. Multiple FBOs, flight schools, corporate aviation. Maybe that's actually the sweet spot for an airport like this.
I think so. When you look at the infrastructure, two runways, the main one at almost 7,000 feet, that can handle some decent-sized aircraft, it's not like they're limited physically.
The 6,999-foot runway, yeah. What's interesting to me is how they're positioning themselves as a reliever airport for the bigger South Florida facilities. Do you think that's a realistic strategy?
Maybe for cargo and corporate traffic? I'm less convinced for commercial passengers. People generally want to go where the flights are, even if it means driving an extra hour to Palm Beach.
Unless you're actually in Fort Pierce or Port St. Lucie, then that drive becomes your regular reality, and suddenly a local airport option looks pretty attractive.
Good point. If I lived there and could catch a direct flight to somewhere, even just seasonally, I'd probably use it. The description mentions quick security screening and easy navigation. That's worth something.
Definitely worth something. Though I'm laughing at basic concessions and vending services.
Yeah, don't expect a food court. But you know what? For a quick flight, do you really need 47 restaurant options?
I mean, I always appreciate options, but no, probably not essential. So, looking at their future outlook, they're talking about attracting sustainable scheduled service, infrastructure improvements, marketing to Treasure Coast travelers. Do you buy it?
I want to. The strategic vision makes sense on paper. Growing population, relief for congested airports, potential Caribbean routes. But they've got to overcome that history of carriers coming and going. Airlines have tried and left before.
Right, that's in there. Various carriers have attempted scheduled service over the years. That doesn't inspire confidence for the next airline considering Fort Pierce.
Unless something changes in the economics. Higher fuel prices making shorter routes more viable, more remote work, meaning people can live further from major hubs.
Ooh, that's interesting. The remote work angle. If you can work from anywhere and you choose the Treasure Coast for affordability or lifestyle, but you still need to travel occasionally.
Then a local airport becomes more valuable. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that demographic shift.
The other thing that strikes me is the military aspect we touched on earlier. Coast Guard operations, Navy SEAL training, reserve operations. That's a diversified use case that doesn't depend on fickle commercial aviation markets.
And probably helps justify infrastructure spending. It's not just about getting tourists to the Bahamas. There's legitimate defense and training value.
Right. So even if commercial service never really takes off, no pun intended, the airport still serves important functions.
I caught that pun. But yeah, I think that's maybe the realistic take here. KFPR as a successful general aviation and military facility that occasionally supports commercial service rather than trying to be the next big commercial hub.
Which might actually be fine. Not every airport needs to be Orlando International.
No, and there's something to be said for knowing your lane, though they clearly have bigger ambitions with that international rebrand.
We keep coming back to that. Look, I hope they succeed. More options are generally better for travelers, and if they can make even seasonal or limited commercial service work, that's great for people in St. Lucie County.
Agreed. And for aviation geeks like us, it's an interesting case study in how smaller airports navigate competition and changing markets.
Absolutely. Well, if you're ever flying to Fort Pierce or through Fort Pierce, let us know how that intimate passenger experience actually feels.
Will do. KFPR punching above its weight class or still searching for its identity?
Maybe a little of both.
Fair enough. All right, that's St. Lucie County International for today.
Thanks for listening, everyone.